Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Here we're looking at Yuma 45. The Torah states, a permanent fire shall be a flame on the altar, it shall not be extinguished. Eish tamid tukat al hamizbeach lo sichbe. It's a reference to the flame of the menorah, expounded that regarding the permanent fire of which is spoke about elsewhere, the fire of the menorah, its source should be located nowhere but at the top of the outer altar. The phrase eish tamid, a permanent fire, refers to the fire of the menorah, shall be a flame on the altar. Tukat al hamizbeach teaches that its source must be the outer altar of which the verse speaks. But I want to talk about the idea of what it really means. Eish tamid tukan al mizbech lo sichbe. They say that nowadays when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, what stands in place of the mizbeach, the shulchan, your table in your house, this fire, this continual fire that should never be extinguished, that's referring to Torah, learning Torah, being involved in Torah, being involved in mitzvahs and chesed, doing what we can to live a life that is full of the Torah. Your table, your house, your life, your heart should have that fire. The Eish Tamid should be fully flamed and burning every day. Eish Tamid Tukan Al Mizbeach Lo Sichbe. Do not extinguish it. Make sure that it's actually continual. Make sure it's always being used. And make sure it's always there, that it's never extinguished. The flame in your heart, the flame in your soul, the flame in your life, just as a base medrash, a base kinesis has that flame, and it should continually be going. And that's why we have an Eish Tamid so too in our own life, in our own tables, in our own houses. We should make sure that the flame is always continually burning and is never extinguished, especially with a Torah life, a mitzvah-filled life, a chesed-filled life, a life that's full of learning, full of good things, full of wonderful aspects to be involved in. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 46 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.